Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Radio Free Credit Union Show, hosted by Jason Dias and Scott McKenna. Call in live anytime to talk. 646-915-9274. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and great day to everybody there and in between. We are excited about today's show because we have some really cool guests. We're going to have Dan Green with Prime Alliance, and then we're going to talk to two of my favorite credit union professionals from AmeriChoice Federal Credit Union after the break because they picked up some hardware this week as well. So joined as always by my co-host Scott McKenna up in Bethlehem, PA. How are you today?
Doing great, minus that we had a frozen mix this morning in our area, and it just was 70 degrees this weekend, and now it's frozen mix. So besides that, I'm fine.
So no golfing for you today?
No, unfortunately.
We've got the typical Chamber of Commerce day here in New Braunfels, Texas, and a beautiful day on hand here in South Texas. Big week, obviously, a lot of people talking about healthcare. I would have to start an entirely different show to talk about that kind of stuff, so we'll just see how all that shakes out. Programming note, we will not be broadcasting next Friday on Good Friday, a week from this Friday, so you folks won't get those irritating emails where I remind you that every Friday we do a radio program, and I will actually be at a credit union event. CUES, the Florida Council of CUES, is taking a four-day Western Caribbean cruise or Caribbean cruise out to Cozumel, Mexico. And so I'm going down there with Nick and Adam from CHEPCO Federal Credit Union is going to join us on the ship. My wife and son are going to go and just have a good time. I've said it's going to be a four-day break from the recession and just going to try to go down there and enjoy ourselves. Now, Nick is also driving down to Tampa. Nick likes to drive. And he's got such a busy life, he can actually get in his Jeep and spend 4 days driving down to Florida. And Scott, I don't know if you know this or not, he's actually going to be doing a little quick mini concert at the Duke University Federal Credit Union, I think next Tuesday.
Yeah, so we're actually joined live with Nick right now. He's actually on the phone.
Oh, is he? Hey, Nick.
We got him now.
Hey, listen, real quick, now, do you realize you're going to the epicenter of college basketball, win or lose, when you get down there? I mean, Duke University may win the Final Four this year. Now, you probably don't know what the Final Four is, do you?
I got the Final Four. I just didn't realize it was this week.
Okay, all right. So, listen, tell us real quick, when are you heading out, and when are you getting back?
I have a performance tomorrow night in Harrisburg with the Badleys, so I'm going to be leaving technically tomorrow and then spending the night in Harrisburg, and I'm making the trek down to North Carolina on Sunday, spending the night somewhere in North Carolina, and then I'm actually having breakfast with Kathy Killebrew of the North Carolina Credit Union League that morning.
Yes, our friend Kathy Killebrew.
Yep. So I'll be with her in the morning, and then making my way over for a lunchtime performance at Duke University on Monday, not Tuesday.
Nice. Well, okay, Monday. Well, listen, you travel safe. You know we've got Dan Green coming up, and you remember him, their show from Seattle, a show that we always talk about as being one of the absolute best that we've ever been.
Absolutely.
The three of us had a great time. Yeah. I remember the lines of people buying that video clip. These guys are rock stars. I mean, people just lined up buying the CDs and just an energized audience. Scott was just talking about how he was impressed that they were a Mac user company, that they all had Macs. And even I was sitting there watching the stuff they were running in between sessions thinking, man, that looks a lot better than the PowerPoint I have. And it was then that I decided I really needed to figure out how to use Keynote. But we're going to have Dan coming on in about 1 minute.
Absolutely.
Well, drive safe, Nick, and we'll talk with you soon.
Thank you very much. I'll keep you all updated.
Hey,
All right.
I will, and I will see you. I will see you on the boat.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that as well.
All right, man. Be careful.
Take it easy.
What a great life that guy has, I'm telling you. All right, listen, it is my pleasure, my pleasure. Like I said, we were just talking about this. We did a show in 2008 in Seattle, Washington, and it was at a great place, and I've been doing credit union conferences for almost 9 years. And so I've seen, you know, I've done my time in the breakout sessions at the, you know, the North Dakota Holiday Inn and stuff like that, but some of the shows really stick out. They're really nice, not just in the content and the speakers and the audience, but just, you know, the facilities, and everything was just top shelf. And, Scott, I know we've always said that was one of the shows that really got us going. That was probably the second time we'd ever worked together, and it was a straight-up amazing event.
It sure was. There was, I mean, one of the most energetic crowds we had ever dealt with as well, and they were just a lot of fun from start to finish.
We're gonna have the privilege of going back out to their show, which is this year at the Bellagio. They're combining their event with Credit Union Direct Lending in May, again at the Bellagio. And so it's my pleasure to welcome to the show Dan Green with Prime Alliance. How are you this morning?
Jason, I'm great. It's great to be with you and Scott this morning. Thanks for having me.
No, I was thrilled to get you on the show. The thing that has always stayed with me about that show, it was whenever I, you know, fly home from these events, you know, and Dan, you know, because you travel a lot, even with the iPod and the PlayStation Portable, there are still moments where you get to sit and kind of reflect on the trip or the call or the event. And it was one of the first events that I'd done kind of in the Twitter age that I left there thinking, man, it seems like some of the vendors are separating themselves from the credit unions in terms of technology and sophistication. And every time I look at y'all's stuff, whether it's your website, which I think is one of the nicest websites I've ever seen, I always talk about the use of functional elegance, and your site certainly has that. But what is it about Prime Alliance that keeps you guys kind of on the cutting edge of all this stuff?
You know, I think it goes back to the founding of the company almost 10 years ago. And the idea 10 years ago, simple idea 10 years ago, was let's make financing a home much easier for credit union members. And let's make it much more efficient and affordable for credit unions to lend to their members. And I think 10 years ago we took an approach that was very different from most people who look at how you automate things. We didn't start with how you did it on paper. We threw all the traditional processes away, and we said, what's the better way? What's the easier way to do it? And I think that's where our innovation and creativity just sort of started, and we've kept it alive in everything that we do. When you saw our conference, and thank you for the compliments, by the way, I think that was the conference where it all clicked for us in terms of how you do, you know, how we do a symposium. And our creativity that year was just off the charts, thanks to a great team of, you know, a great team of people in Seattle. We all tend to think, you know, very creatively. How do you do something different? Not how do you just take something that's done and automate it, but how do you do it differently? And we're also so fortunate to have just a terrific customer base that thinks a lot the same way. And I think that, you know, it's one of those creativity, call it a creativity loop that feeds on itself. Our customers provide us the impetus to do it, and ideas, we feed on it, we give them back some stuff, they feed on that, and they give us more back, and we finally, you know, we just keep that creativity going, and it's just exciting. You know, it's mortgage lending. I'll be honest, I've been a mortgage lender for 20 years. It's a pretty boring subject when you think about it, but when you think
well, it may be a boring subject, but I'll tell you what, I was talking to somebody at the credit union the other day about this. It's like, you know, with all the technology, people still need a place to live. They still need a car to drive. And, it's, you know, you can go back to every transitional moment in our country, you know, the way the railroad changed the regional parts of the country and the baby boom after World War II. And at the center of everything is the American home. And so I think it just amazes me with everything that's changed, all the technology. You talked about getting rid of the paper, this amazing digital online marketplace that we have, that a home is still central to the American economy, even in 2010, and probably always will be.
I would agree with you. I think it always will be. You know, home ownership has been been national policy since probably before the 1940s, and I think it always will be. You know, home is Home is how we, how we build wealth. It's how we build families. And I think it will always be important. And I think where credit unions fit really well with that is there's no more important financial transaction for a member or for anybody for that matter than their home. And I think that's why mortgage lending and credit unions just fit so perfectly together.
You're combining your show this year in May, the symposium, with credit union direct lending. And I thought that was such a great combination, not just because of, I could probably be exaggerating when I say this, but to me, most credit unions could stay in business forever just doing home and auto lending well. But when you think about that young audience that everyone's been talking about for 10 years, they are the first-time home and car buyers. And Prime Alliance has a lot of cool stuff for first-time home buyers. Tell us about that.
Well, you're right. And working with Cuddle this year for the first time on the symposium does bring together the two biggest lending functions in every credit union. And, we started thinking a couple of years ago about first-time home buyers as a very perfect place for credit unions to work for a variety of reasons. If you think back over the long history of credit unions, we financed the first cars for generations, early generations of people. So we were the financial institutions who got early members their start. First-time home buyers, first-time auto buyers is just really carrying on the tradition of what we've always done. So at a very high level, that's one of the chief reasons we focus on first-time buyers, both home and auto, if you're Cuddle. We've been working for many years with Fannie Mae. We've started to work on FHA to make sure that we can make financing affordable, because that's one of the simplest things we can all do is keep mortgage financing both affordable and understandable.
Right. Because obviously, like you said, it just becomes one of the absolute staples for any credit union. You are listening live to Radio Free Credit Union. Our guest today is Dan Green. He is with Prime Alliance, and we're talking about that ever-important subject, mortgage lending. If you had to give, credit unions a bit of advice, going forward, not 2030, not 2020, next 5 or 6 years, I think we're probably going to see another spike in home buying as sort of that second wave, sort of the Miley Cyrus to the Hillary Duff aspect of Generation Y gets into the housing market big time. What would your advice be to credit unions on how to capture that market?
Great question. I think the first thing to do is commit to mortgage lending as a very core strategy for your credit union. That's the first thing to do. I think the second thing to do is look not only at your existing fields of membership, but who you would like to attract and who you want to attract, the Miley Cyruses of the world, for instance, and build your, especially your home financing programs around their needs. And I think their needs are relatively simple. I think after the subprime crisis, what most people want today and will want for decades is simple housing finance, simple mortgage loans that they can understand, that don't have any odd or peculiar terms, that are going to remain affordable over the long life of that mortgage. So those are a couple of very basic things, but done well, they'll resonate extremely well with the membership and just as importantly, the potential membership.
There was some news this morning, a federal program now where if you're kind of upside down in your mortgage, you can get some help with that. Do you think that's going to have any impact on the credit union marketplace?
I think it could. I'm hoping, and maybe I'm a little bit too hopeful. I read the article quickly this morning. I think it has some definite positive effect for those members who are in difficulty, because the demand you mentioned, and I believe there is pent-up demand for housing. We won't see that surface until we get past this not only foreclosure issue, but
right.
the homeowners who are underwater, because people who want to move and can't move because their mortgage is higher than the value of their home. I think that program helps get us through, what's left of the housing crisis, and I think that's positive. I think that's long-term positive for everyone. think in the shorter term, it could cause some, you know, it could cause some financial difficulties.
Well, let me ask you, I want to ask you, obviously, a last question about the conference, but one more question about the housing market. And I put this question to Sarah Cook last week. We had her on, the editor of the CU Times. And it was, in your opinion, using the housing market as sort of the barometer, are we on our way out of this recession on sort of a long uphill climb? Are we going to kind of speed downhill out of it or just kind of stay level for a while? What do you think, your best impressions looking at the housing market as it relates to credit union mortgage lending?
Sure, fair question. I think we're on a slow uphill climb out of the recession and out of the housing crisis. I say that for a couple of reasons. We saw this week in USA Today, I think it was Thursday, it was Wednesday morning, that housing sales were slow again in February. Part of that was the weather and all over the country during the month, more than likely. But I think another part of it was they talked about inventory, and there's more inventory on the market, more houses on the market than there have been in some time. And I think part of the reason for that is people are starting to list their homes again. People are starting to attempt to sell their homes again, which tells me that there's more hope in the economy. There's more enthusiasm in the economy. And if we see that, you know, people putting homes on the market optimistically and they begin to sell, I think that tells us that we're on a slow climb out of both the recession and the housing crisis. So that's my guardedly optimistic view of things.
I think that's how we all feel. We're visiting with Dan Green with Prime Alliance. You can learn more about Prime Alliance at primealliancesolutions.com out there on the World Wide Web. And last question. Scott, myself, and Nick have a date in May circled on our calendars because we love going to Las Vegas. We love staying at the Bellagio, and we love it when someone else is paying for it. So tell us what people can expect when they get out to the symposium this year.
Great. Oh, thanks for asking that question. Well, I think as with symposiums of the past, both Prime Alliance and Credit Union Direct Lending, you're going to find three things that are, I think, unique to our conference. One is some of the best education sessions, both on mortgage and auto lending, that you're going to find anywhere. We've got a great roster of speakers on both topics, and they're covering things that are very timely and topical that credians can really take home and use right away. So education's the first. I think networking is the second. The thing I love about credit unions and have loved about credit unions my entire career is that we share with one another. So this is an opportunity to, you know, maybe see people you see once a year face-to-face, share best practices, and, again, take some things home that you can use in your credit union. It doesn't happen in the banking world. It doesn't happen in most industries because those would be considered secrets.
And I hope people will also come out there and have a little fun. It's nice to go to these events and have a little fun too.
Well, I think that's the third thing. That's the entertainment aspect of this. Yep. You get all three with us. You get education, you get networking, you get some great entertainment. And in the session that you, Scott and Nick are going to do, you get education and entertainment in the same session. And where else can you get that, right?
I'm telling you. Have you seen the video from our NASQ event with the elderly gentleman dancing arm in arm?
I did. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I thought that was great.
Well, listen, we want to thank you so much for joining us. We'd love to get you back maybe as we get closer to the symposium date. And I want to wish you and your family a happy weekend. And since I'm not going to be here next week, a happy Easter as well.
The same to you and yours, Jason and Scott. And I'd love the opportunity to come back sometime. Please, anytime.
Awesome. Thanks, Dan, for joining us.
Have a great day.
Take care. Bye.
Bye now.
You're listening to the Radio Free Credit Union Show on blogtalkradio.com. Call in live to talk, 646-915-9274.
All right, we are going all over the country today, and we're going to leave Washington State and go back out to Scott's home state of Pennsylvania. So like I said earlier, two of my favorite credit union professionals out there. Please, everyone, a warm Radio Free Credit Union welcome for Kim Bendel and Tony Montgomery with AmeriChoice Federal Credit
Woo!
Union. Good morning.
Yay!
Hello!
Hey, good morning, young ladies. You picked up some hardware this week. Tell us about it.
We did. We actually have been awarded from the CUNA Marketing and Business Development Council a Diamond Award for our cutting-edge marketing efforts.
Cutting edge. Wow, that sounds impressive.
Yeah, how about that? We actually received this for an innovative kind of communication efforts that we started earlier this year, which is some innovative new member marketing welcome videos.
I Belong videos?
They're different. They're very branded, but and, you know, we have Tony Montgomery starring in them. But they're really just
course.
To let our members know that, hey, you know, you're part of our family now. Welcome. And give them kind of that warm feeling.
Yeah, we created these videos not so much to sell to our members at all. We really created these just to let them know you're part of the AmeriChoice family now, and we want to welcome you and let you know all the products and services and benefits that are available to you as a member of this exclusive credit union.
So it's kind of like
guys,
a hug.
Yeah, well, you guys do a lot of really cool stuff. I mean, although I don't talk about it because I'm not legally allowed to talk about the credit union I work at on the air, if it weren't for my credit union, I'd say I probably worked at the best credit union in the country. But you guys are right up there, I have to say, with all the things you did with the concerts last year, the award you got from Callahan's. I mean, y'all's trophy cabinet's going to get pretty full there.
We're trying to fill it up.
It's all about the member more than anything, though. We do these innovative things. We come up with innovative marketing efforts for the member. It all goes back to them, making sure that they know what's available to them.
And I'm proud to say that I am a member, a longtime member of AmeriChoice Federal.
You are. That's right.
And
yes,
they have helped me since day one at a young age. Without them, I wouldn't have a lot of stuff. So I vouch for them before any other credit union in the country. They're my favorite.
We're very happy to have you as a member, Scott.
You guys heard the interview with Dan Green at Prime Alliance. I mean, from a marketing standpoint, what kind of things do you see credit unions doing well in terms of marketing to maybe that next generation of home and car buyer? Because I know you guys do a lot of great things.
We do. We've really put a focus this year on not only our youth programs, but also our financial education component. Because the truth is that, you know, statistics show that just the education component is not there. The economy set aside, that's its own issue. So we're really trying to really reach out to youth and educate them not only about their choices, but about life in general and their life choices and really just how to make a successful life.
Right, and we're visiting with that's Kim Bendel that you just heard with the AmeriChoice Federal Credit Union, and we're also joined by Tony Montgomery with the AmeriChoice Federal Credit Union. I'm going to ask you all the same question. You guys spend a lot of time out in the community. I know the regional economies of the country are different. I think Texas is probably a little further along coming out of the recession than maybe Pennsylvania or Washington State or Oregon State. But what do you get a sense from the members? Do people feel like they're maybe kind of coming out of this bit of a economic back step?
I would say yes and no to that, Jason. I think we're starting to see the turnarounds. Members are coming in, they need loans, and we're here to help them with it. So I think you see a little bit of everything, but with the economy the way it is, we're coming out of it, but we're still there too.
I know both of y'all have got some pretty big life events coming up. Tony, you are expecting.
I am. I am ready to go out to the economy. I'll help stimulate the economy.
Both of us.
And if you don't, and you're due when? Because I mean, it's.
I am due in June.
June. Wow. All right. Well, cool. I know you're expecting a little baby girl. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That saves me having to harangue you about the benefits of naming a child Jason. And I was thinking about it before the show. I could see it kind of edgy to maybe give her that as a middle name.
That would be pretty edgy.
Yeah.
Edgy. Just... I don't know if that's the right word.
That'd be pretty different.
While we were sitting on the phone talking to Dad, Kim sent me an email saying you do a great Bill Clinton.
You do.
So
that was good. Yeah.
Unfortunately, the listeners around. Got to miss that one.
Yeah. Well, and the listeners aren't going to hear that one, but we did get to that before the show. Well, what's hot and happening for the next week or so at AmeriChoice? What do you guys have going on?
You know, we're in the planning stage. We got Youth Week coming up. We've got our big golf tournament in June. And Scott, I know you and your dad are going to be playing, right?
I believe so. Normally he tells me about a few days before the actual event. But like you know me, if golf's involved and anyone wants me to come, I'm golfing.
Kim is actually just about to head out of the office here in just a couple minutes to meet with a local reporter who is going to be reporting on our student branches that we have at local high schools.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
So that's exciting, too.
So we are moving and shaking over here.
Best things that you guys do. If I had to say a best practice that I've discovered in 8 years of traveling around, talking to credit unions and speaking and stuff like that, it is the high school branch located at the high school. There's just no better way to get young people involved and your brand visible to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Gen Y eyeballs and now Millennium eyeballs. And I think for people that want to learn more about this, you can visit them on the web at AmeriChoice.org and look at those student branches or check out the videos on our YouTube channel. Really, really have a solid best practice out there with putting those high school branches out there.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, you know we're fans, Scott and I both. You may not know this. Scott is an excellent golfer. He may win that tournament.
Only sometimes. No, it's a big scramble anyway, and usually the partners that, like my father that I'm teamed up with, don't usually help the win.
I heard there's a feud going on there between you and your dad.
There is. You can check that out. Go to facebook.com/McKenna Golf Quest, and you can see what that's all about.
Well, when I learn how to use Facebook correctly, I think I'll probably start my own because I just want to beat Scott at one hole. I don't necessarily need to win the round. I just want to win one hole. Because I had my chance once in Dallas, even with a two strokes, and I blew it. Well, listen, like I said, Kim and Tony, thank you for making some time. I wanted to make sure that we could maybe get y'all back as a guest for a larger portion on the show because I really think credit unions around the country could learn a lot from the way you guys are intentionally engaging the young people that are going to add some light to the next housing and car buying boom that always comes in our free republic.
Oh, thanks, guys, and we would absolutely love to join you again on the show. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming on.
All right. Thank y'all. That was Tony Montgomery and Kim Bindle with AmeriChoice Federal Credit Union. You're not too far from them. They really, really – there's a list of best practices that we could run through with them. Just, again, a great example. Not a gigantic credit union, but just a credit union that seems to be doing – everything right.
Yeah, they tend to – they see like every time, you know, we talk to them and do events with them, you can just tell that they get the whole picture. And it helps obviously being that they're young as well. And it just, you know, we've seen that with Chetco as well. You know, the young people starting to run these credit unions in those important parts and just really makes a huge difference.
I'm seeing more and more of it now. Credit union presidents are kind of turning over and folks are retiring. And we got a really young credit union president, maybe younger than I think she's 41, down in North Carolina that we're going to have on the show in April. But I think you're absolutely right. I think the youth thing is talked about so much in the credit union world. Every conference we've been to, the three of us have been to, there's been another section or another speaker talking about something related to Gen Y. And when you look at AmeriChoice and the stuff that they're doing and the stuff that Chetco does, it's just incredible. It really is incredible. And yet it seems so obvious. You know, it seems obvious that you would put a branch, if you could, at the high school instead
Absolutely.
Of waiting for the kids to come to you. When are they going to come? After
exactly.
soccer practice when the thing is closed, after football practice, after band practice, after detention in my case. I mean, all these things that take you into the late afternoon, it's just impossible. So, you know, I like I said, it's going to it's going to be a lot of fun to follow some of these credit unions that are doing all these innovative things, and the radio program makes it possible for us to share those successes with everybody. Like I said, we will not be on the air next week, so from Radio Free Credit Union, on behalf of Scott McKinnon and myself, have a great week and happy Easter.